Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl Flo, and you just tuned in to another Flo Experience. And this is another episode entitled Journey, of course. Like I said, I'm gonna keep that going because I'm really intrigued with the idea of the way some of our life experiences have so many different paths, and how our healing or recovery or growth is described as particular journeys, and it's been different for everybody. And that's cool, and that's, you know, the whole point of having that conversation. And so I actually decided that I was going to focus my journey and the experience of my journey in a more spiritual way. I believe that everything that I've gone through, everything that I am going to experience that has gotten me to this point is all been a spiritual journey. It's not just about going from one situation to another in a frivolous way. It's not going like from job to job, you know. Not for me. It's not about going into one, you know, relationship or another. You know, that's other journeys for other people. You know, they may see that as a journey. But whatever it is for you, I believe we could use that and share that experience with other people. That may help them to understand, you know, that their journey or their experience has meaning. It means something. There is purpose. There is a reason. And so that's where I'm at with my thought process in terms of when I express my journey with you guys. I'm coming from a direct spiritual point of view. And so in this particular episode, it's just me. It's just Flo. I'm not interviewing anybody on this one. That is to come. I have so many dope, dynamic individuals that I really want to have a good conversation with, that I feel that we could have that type of an exchange and understanding in a way that we both can learn something from one another, and then we will share that opportunity with you all. But I grabbed a couple of books out of Barnes & Noble today. One of them is called In Focus, Meditation, Your Personal Guide, by Jacqueline Towers. And it is basically a book that kind of gives you a guide on meditating and what it means spiritually. It's definitely to give you understanding and patience and encouragement. And I just thought it was really, really interesting because it's a quick, easy read. It's probably 150 pages at best. But it definitely gives you information on things such as, you know, about what meditation is, what it's about, the history and religion behind meditation. And as you all know, I'm on a spiritual enlightened journey. And so I've always felt, and I shared this sentiment with a friend of mine who actually kind of expressed this to me, and I wholeheartedly believe this, that the God that we know to be God, or whatever you call that higher power, is in everything. It's not about the Bible and Christianity. It's not about the Quran and being a Muslim. It's not about Buddhism, but it's those things collectively, because those things teach us spirituality. It teaches us, it gives us guides. My stepdad used to say, the Bible is just simply a guide for your spiritual life, for your spiritual journey, to give you good key points that will help you live a good life, to help you be a better person. And I believe that. I believe that everything is a lesson. It is for you to be able to use in order to better yourself so that you can navigate through this, you know, life in a positive, open-minded and constructive way, without, you know, not being able to, you know, miss out, if you will. I would say you're missing out if you go through life without purpose or without an understanding or without an appreciation for the fact that there is something greater than ourselves. That's just my take on, you know, what I feel spirituality is overall. It's in everything. But then it goes on to talk about a number of things. You can get certain equipment and products for meditation. There are chakras. They talk about chakras in here, spiritual guides and angelic meditations, emotional and psychological meditations. I mean, it goes on and on and on about different ways that you can tap into your spirit through meditation. And I believe in meditating. It is so nourishing, and it's a great way to get yourself centered so that you are focusing on the inside out. Now, remember, I talked about the work that we have to do on ourselves. It has to start from the inside out. It is not about looking in the mirror and putting on makeup and letting that actually fix what might be going on inside of you. It might help you to be a little bit more confident, which is great, but there's so much more work to be done than just to have your outer core be, you know, polished and you still have all that damage on the inside. So that's where your spirit comes in. That's where your spiritual awarenesses come in. And so I just thought it was a real good book. And I noticed that she also has other in focus type personal guides that I noticed. And it was cheap. It wasn't but $7.98. So it's definitely I'm only going to get one book at a time because I want to allow this journey that I am on to give me the knowledge that I need in order to kind of manifest what I learn for myself and then give that back to the world. Because I believe that's exactly why we're here. We are here to allow our experiences not only help us be better people and get through our life's journey, but it's also a tool for other people because we are all humanly connected one way or another. And what good are we to each other if we're not willing to help? We're not willing to experience one another in a positive way and exhibit kindness. And then I also got Screenwriting for Dummies. As you all know, I talked about how I'm getting into film now, and Kirk and I together are actually writing a movie script. And, you know, I feel like, you know, everybody could probably sit down and write some stuff, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, there's so much more into producing a film, creating film, writing screenplays, writing a script that I don't know. And I feel like I need to get myself a little bit more educated. So when it's time to sit in that boardroom or to apply for those grants and try to raise money for funding, that I know a little bit about what I'm talking about. So I definitely want to educate myself a little bit more. So that's why I kind of grabbed this book. And it's not a difficult read. Like I said, it's one of those Four Dummies editions. And, you know, they've got Four Dummy everything. But it's definitely something that I'm going to reference, you know, because it talks about not only how to write, but to market and sell your screenplay. It talks about create compelling characters and dialogue, how to secure an agent and protect your rights. Oh, come on, somebody. All right. My artists, my loved ones, you know, we can't just be out here all willy nilly and just loose with our work, you know, because at the end of the day, we can be as passionate as we want to be, but you have to have a business sense. That's, you know, just necessary. And the older I've gotten and the more focused I became, especially when it came to being an artist and having certain experiences, I know better now that all of our stuff will be protected appropriately. And then it also talks about how to collaborate with other writers. That's something else that I, you know, am taking on spiritually. And I'll get into that in just a second. I'll come right back into that. But I just wanted to share with y'all a couple of quick reads that I picked up on today. But the main focus of today's episode, again, is to talk about the spirituality journey that I am on and how I get a lot of wake-up calls or aha moments or the light bulb might go off, however you want to explain. But I get a lot of those little notions as I go about my day. And a lot of times it isn't anything that I sought out. These are things that I've happened on, or a dream that I may have had, or let's just say a situation may pinpoint a certain thing that I feel like, wow, I needed that. You ever get that? You ever like be talking to somebody and it resonate with you so much that you knew in that very moment that you needed that? For whatever reason, you needed it. You needed to hear it. You needed to let it make you feel how it made you feel. You needed to see it for what it really was, whatever. So I had a couple of those situations happen to me over the last couple of weeks. And it definitely tapped into the fact that I am now aware, fully aware, and have opened myself up to understanding that my life's journey is not without spirituality. That is exactly what it is. No matter what actually happens, it is the spiritual perspective that makes everything that I've gone through and that I am going through very necessary. I can't explain it any other way. That's the way it resonates with me. And so a lot of times, like I said, your messages come in different forms. You know, sometimes the packaging ain't always pretty. So I will forewarn my listeners, especially my serious debaters, that the people that I am referencing, you know, may not be people that everybody has agreed with or does agree with, and that's okay. But I'm going to tell you this. It's not about the messenger, it's about the message, number one. Number two, you can't always choose the way you receive your message. That's not your job. Your job is to receive what you hear and allow it to teach you and to guide you to make you a better you. And that don't always come in a package with a pretty bow on it. It doesn't always come from a politically correct or a culturally correct aspect. Sometimes it's just something you need to hear to get you to where God needs you to be, or however you address your spiritual higher power. So I shared this on Instagram with a few of my friends. I just so happened to be scrolling through my videos on IG, and I came across one of Steve Harvey's videos. And as you know, during his talk show, he likes to talk to his audience, and he does a lot of motivational talks with them. And, you know, granted, sometimes I don't, you know, pay attention to the noise that goes on in a lot of these celebrity lives that especially are publicized in such a way to make us feel like we are either going to be for or against a person. You know, I think that's another spiritual level that I've gotten to, because I'm over that crap. Okay. Because it doesn't, to me, what they eat don't make me shit. So I could give a shit. What I need to know is, what is your message? How can I learn? How can I use whatever it is that I'm receiving from wherever it's coming from to, again, make me a better person or get me to my next level? That's all I care about. So he was talking about his life experience and how he couldn't have done it without, you know, God. In a nutshell is basically what he was saying. So he was like, he got two things that he know could definitely change everybody's life. And he first started off by saying, similar to what I'm saying to you, that if you are not a spiritual person, he ain't talking about being religious. He ain't talking about, you know, whether or not you have a certain belief, you know, just a mustard seed of faith. just a idea of knowing that there is a higher power. If you don't have that, then this message ain't for you. And that's okay. No judgment. But I have to provide you what I know because that's what I'm called here to do. And so he went on to say that two things that he knows will help those that believe change their lives, because that's what did it for him. And the first thing he said was, if you look at your Bible, another spiritual guide, another spiritual reference, it plainly states, and this isn't a scripture that nobody has not heard of. Everybody has heard this, but you take it for granted because you don't truly pay attention until you're ready. You know, sometimes it ain't meant for you to really get this until you actually get it. But it basically says, you have not because you ask not. Whomever you pray to, whatever you pray to, ask that spiritual higher motivator, power, love, God, Allah, your ancestors. Reach out into that universe because there is power in what is above us and all around us and higher than us. Ask of that entity what it is that your heart desires. You know, we don't even think about it like that. You have not because you ask not. You know, on the streets, they say closed mouths don't get fed. You know, you can't be running around here needing stuff and not say nothing about it, because, you know, people don't just read minds. Well, the same is for God. You know, God wants to know, you know, what it is that he can do or she can do or they can do to spiritually help you make it into your destiny. You know, that's what it's all about. So if you don't have what it is that you desire or what it is that you feel like you should have, it's probably because you've asked not. Now, that doesn't come without putting in work. That's another thing. I think people get it skewed, especially some of my religious friends and family. You know, you think you can just pray and that's all you got to do. I firmly believe that prayer is nothing without work. You have to be able to put that work in to help things manifest. You know, he doesn't just give you the right of mind to ask. He gives you the physical and the mental capabilities to bring it to fruition. You know, he works through us. So you have not because you ask not. That was one thing that he said. And then he said in Habakkuk verse 2:2, again in the Bible, it talks about how you are supposed to write your vision down and make it plain. And then, you know, read it to yourself night and day in a way that you are expressing your needs and your wants and your desires to God. Not only are you praying for it and asking for it, but you are writing it and making it plain. So you can reference that Bible verse on your own time. It's Habakkuk verse 2 or chapter 2, verse 2. And it breaks it down, you know, word for word. But have you ever been in a group of people that you know that have these vision board parties? Okay. One thing that he said, that he knows a lot of wealthy people, a plethora. Okay. We can't deny that. I'm sure he does. And every last one of those people have vision boards, or they have their vision written down. All of them. Okay. You know, there is power in knowing how to spiritually guide yourself into your destiny. There is power in that. And then there is power in sharing it with others. Because why be able to do it for yourself and not bring people along with you? You know, that's the beauty in being able to be in that space. And so you want to write your vision down and make it plain, you know, and then put the work in. You know, and he challenged everybody to write down 300 things. And let me tell you, that ain't easy. He said, well, by the time you get to number 75, you're going to burn out because your brain isn't set up in a way to have you to just fluidly write things down in one setting in that capacity. You know, it's just not. So he said, write down 300 things that you want to ask God for. And it don't matter what you ask for. You know, don't be humble. Be humble in the way in which you ask, but don't be humble about what it is you're asking for. It could be the car that you desire. It could be your favorite car that you always dreamed you wanted, and whatever color it is you want it in. It could be how much you want in the bank. It could be, you know, when you want to retire. It could be, you know, how you want your children, you know, what you want for them, what you want for your family. It could be, you know, you want to be able to take care of your mother and father in a certain way, you know, at a certain age. It don't matter. Whatever it is your heart desires and whatever you feel like is passionate in your heart and in your soul and that is good and worthy and positive, write that stuff down. So I took on the challenge the day I saw that video. I sure did. And let me tell y'all, I am up to writing down my list. Right now, I made it up to 163. And I noticed, because I did go back and read my list, I haven't done it night and day like I'm supposed to. Listen, I'm getting better. I'm trying to get myself into a more spiritual routine, and this is going to be part of it, but it's a work in progress. But in my list, I realized that I ask for spiritual guidance more than once. In several of my entries, I asked for spiritual guidance. I asked for a spiritual guide. And it wasn't, you know, that I did that on purpose. But in the moment that I wrote that particular entry, that's what was in my heart. That's what was on my mind. As I am talking to God with my pen in my hand, I wrote that down. So obviously that is purposeful for me. Do it for you too, you know, because I also prayed over this platform. I prayed that it would go further than I could even consider. You know, I prayed for a lot of things when it comes to this podcast. And I'm still going to be writing stuff down. I'm going to make it to my 300th entry eventually. But I needed to be able to come to me in a natural way. You know, I don't want it to be forced. I want it to come to me and in a way that I can't do nothing but write it down right then and there or as soon as I can. It's gotten to the point now where I walk around with my journal just in case I'm somewhere and it hit me and I need to go ahead and get this written down before I forget. Because my conversation with God and my relationship with God and my spirituality right now is in a space that I can't neglect it. I can't neglect it. I'm not going to neglect it. And so I'm sharing that with y'all and I'm saying all that to say, you know, try these things. We have all been in darkness. Some of us are still there, and I understand. And that's not to judge y'all or none of that. But you definitely want to try these things and do it wholeheartedly. Do it with your whole heart and focus on those things too. Because, you know, sometimes our focus can be skewed with, you know, going through day to day. And oh man, I was talking to my homegirl the other day about this and she and I laughed because as soon as she said, yeah, you might get sidetracked with, dang, I need to go to the store. I was pulling up in public as soon as she said it and we laughed. But it's real. You know, we get caught up, you know, in just moving along in our day. And sometimes we lose sight of mind and focus on what we're supposed to truly be focused on. And that's okay. Just make sure you bring yourself back. And so, you know, being present is great, okay? But, you know, you can sometimes allow the present mind the opportunity to be focused on what's necessary. So that's just one thing. And then another thing that I, you know, happened upon, I was watching one of Oprah's videos, and she was talking to Lady Gaga. And I've always loved Lady Gaga. For some odd reason, I like people that are extremely expressive in a way that it pisses people off. And I don't know why I do, but she's definitely somebody that has been scrutinized, criticized, knocked down, you know, talked about. But on the flip side, she has given so much life to people and so many and a voice to so many people who hadn't had it before. You can't deny her that at all. You know, she's gifted to be able to do that. But she was talking to Lady Gaga, and I learned so much from Lady Gaga that I did not know. You know, her personal life has been, you know, very traumatic. And she's opened up about it. And she's doing it now because she realized her purpose. Now, let me tell you how powerful I found her interview to be to me. When you truly have gone through life and have gotten yourself to the point where you understand why you went through what you went through, and it sends you into the complete understanding of what your purpose is, I can guarantee you that you can sit down with 50 people at any one given time, and I can guarantee you most of them can't tell you what their purpose is. Right? To me, that's a special time in your life when you got a serious grasp on that. You know, so let me tell you a little bit about what I learned about her just real quick so that you understand my talking points about their interview. She's suffering from a disease, myalgia. I forget what the first part of it's called, but it's basically a mental illness. So when you go through trauma and you get yourself into a deep mental depressive state mentally, okay, and this is where you get into learning how the brain works. And that's something else that I would really love to explore, because our brain, that's one hell of a doggone organ. That's one hell of a tool. And we don't even use majority of it. That's why it's so intriguing to me, because I know that there's so much power there. But she learned by, you know, her experiences, doing the research, talking to specialists, and just getting herself educated. But because of trauma and because of the things that she's gone through, whenever she's in a depressive state or whenever there are emotional triggers, it not only gives her a poor mental state and a poor mental pain and trauma, but it also gives her physical pain, head to toe, physical pain, right? So she's, you know, using that though and turning it around in a way that she is setting a goal. And I don't know how she's going to do it, but she wants to do this. She wants to make sure that in every single public education or school institution that there is mental health education in every single school in the United States. And I agree with her. Like, we need that, you know, because what do we do when we go to health class? We learn about sex. Okay, well, there's so much more to life than sex. You know, we're all adults. We know that. But do our kids know? Do they understand why they're emotional? Do they understand, you know, what PTSD is? Do they know how to deal? Is there anybody at home that can teach them these things? And if not, how are they going to learn? You know, I come from, you know, a neighborhood where I'm almost certain that at least, if not all, but at least 75% of the black men that I've grown up around are traumatized by something in their life that they can't seem to get over because they don't have the tools or don't have the help or the encouragement, especially the role models to show them to how they can get help or that they need help or that it's okay to get help. So they carry on this burden and these traumas. So I'm with her on starting something like that. That's very important. Let me give you some of the talking points. So it was on Oprah Super Soul Sunday, and it's entitled Heal Through Kindness. And kindness for me is not just the act. Again, for me, it's very spiritual because it has to be genuine. If you're going to be kind to somebody, do it because it's the right thing to do, but do it from a genuine place. You know, we know a lot of people that know how to be nice. They know how to smile, but is it genuine? Do they mean you any good? So kindness was something that kind of got my attention in this whole segment that they had with one another. But one of the things that she mentioned was you should surround yourself with people who are kind. And so I asked myself, you know, what does that mean? You know, I know a lot of seemingly nice people, right? You know, there's nice people in the world, of course. But, you know, if I take it a step further, I want these people to be genuine, which leads me back to my list that I was encouraged by Steve Harvey's motivational speech to write down in my ask of God. I ask for trustworthy, like-minded people to be in my life. For me, if you're trustworthy, that's an act of kindness. That's a form of kindness. You have to have some care in you to be a trustworthy person. You have to have that idea that, you know, you truly care about this person's well-being, or you truly care about what it is that you're doing to help this person develop whatever it is that they are focused on and they need your help to do it. That's an act of kindness. So when you say that, I definitely think that you want to make certain that kind people that are around you are genuine. And then I just kind of noted that this is a part of self-healing and spiritual work, because, you know, you exude with your energy the type of people that you attract. So if you want kind people around you, you need to ask yourself, are you kind? Are you a nice person? Can you be trusted? Are you genuine from the inside out? Because that's what's going to be pulled into you. If you always looking to hustle somebody, or, you know, always looking to, you know, find fault with somebody, or, you know, yeah, I'm going to smile and I'm going to learn all I can learn about you to try to use that against you later. So, you know, if that's how you are, then that's all you're going to have around you, and that's all you're going to get out of that. So that's why it's a part of self-healing and spiritual work. Your spirituality is consistently, especially mine, is consistently under construction. And you should use kindness to find your purpose despite all that you've been through. And then speak kindly to one another. And I say that to mean, you know, you definitely, especially us as a culture, we beat each other up so bad. You know, oh my God, we, in my opinion, I don't know enough about other cultures to know that this is something that they can relate to. But when it comes to Black people, we not only are our worst critics, but we don't really give each other a break. You know, we are so, or some of us, I'm not going to say we, because it's not everybody, but most of us are so, you know, think we are just so together that, you know, we could definitely scrutinize the next person for a mistake they may have made, or something they may have said, or, you know, knowing what this person has gone through, or what, you know, where they come from, or the people they've been around that have maybe put them in the mindset that they're in, you know, we refuse to try to understand that, and we'll dog them, you know, and look down on them, but won't try to help them, won't try to give them some understanding, won't offer them a kind word, because you'd be surprised, you know, these people have already been beaten down by, you know, the people that are around them, with the lack of love in their household. You know, matter of fact, that one joint that Nipsey Hussle got, young niggas, how one of his verses talks about, you know, that these young niggas come up in households where ain't no love in them. You know, so you're not going to get a whole lot out of that person in terms of love if they haven't been given it. But as soon as they put them are in our community, lacking love, or lacking the ability to give love or understanding, or what we call a care for other life, you know, it's generally because that's what they know. So you're only going to get out what you put in. So speak kindly to one another, be kind, and being kind is your reward. It will be fulfilling for you, and you'll definitely get it back. So then she also goes into saying, And this is when it got real powerful for me, that her purpose is not to figure out how to keep shocking people, because we know Lady Gaga, okay, she'll shock you with an outfit or with a statement or with whatever she's, you know, on her mind. That's what she's known for. And so because of that, she says that that's not her purpose. She knows that she has that capability, but that's not her purpose. She said, my purpose is to spread the message of survival through kindness, kindness to yourself, kindness to others, taking little bites of bravery every single day, little bites of empowerment every single day. That's how you survive. That's how you survive your traumatic experiences and in the traumas in your life, is to do those things. And I totally, totally, totally understand that. But where, you know, kindness comes in, if you look back at your Bible, there's two verses that I reference in Proverbs. Proverbs is probably one of my favorite chapters or books in the Bible, for me anyway. But Proverbs 11:17, your kindness will reward you, but your cruelty will destroy you. Again, what you put out is what you get back. Proverbs 31:26, when she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. And, you know, so we know that if you come from a good space and you use your voice to help someone or help a group of people in a certain way, in a kind way, then those words will be taken in as being wise. So that's definitely, you know, some spiritual construction as well, because we all have to learn that. And then Oprah asked her to describe a moment when you truly experienced true grace. And I love that question because, you know, I think sometimes we forget to hone in on the gratitude of being thankful and understanding that our blessings are an act of grace and a privilege from God. And so when she asked her that, I really loved her answer. She basically says, I have them often, and I don't want to lie to you. I don't live in this state of total bliss all the time. I have moments of major gratitude, and when I have them, I pray and I surrender myself. So I thought that was real. You know, she's not just running around, oh, I'm so thankful for this. Oh, I'm so grateful for that. Oh, God's grace. Oh, this and that. You know, she's a flawed human being. You know, we all have days when, you know, it feel good to be pissed off. It feel good to cuss this motherfucker out. Okay? It feel good to get that off your chest. You know, it feel good to, even when somebody's trying to, or what seems to be trying to be nice, that, you know, they may have, you know, made you feel a certain way, so you don't want to receive their kindness. You know, we're all there. So I like the fact that she didn't answer it in a perfect way. But then she went on to say, I think I knew that I would be okay when I came to the realization that what I went through was, you know, when I went through this pain, it was all for a reason. And I'm paraphrasing, of course. And she said, the universe or God wanted to show me something, show me more than just seeing, but experiencing it, so that I could know real pain and suffering and redirect my spirit and my spirituality and my life to help as many people on this planet as I can. So we go through all that we go through in life for a reason. You're not just going through all of this for nothing. But you have to have that frame of mind and get to that space in your life where you realize, you know, that this isn't about you. It's about getting you into your destiny, and so that you realize your purpose. And then she went on to express what her purpose is. And she basically says, my role is to open the portal to the other in the heavens and the universe. And I'll say that again. My role is to open the portal to the other in the heavens and the universe and the other galaxies and say, tell me, whisper to me in whatever language, I will decode you how I can help heal the world. And I will do it even if it hurts. That for me is my purpose. When you can get to that place and knowing that that is why you're here, and then tell the universe, God, or the higher powers, I understand this is why I'm here and I'm ready. I am now prepared. Use me however you see fit, even if it hurts, so that I can help heal the world and perhaps one person at a time. You know, how many of us have done that? You know, you hear, you know, preachers say, you know, you tell God to use me, or, you know, guide my steps or order my steps, or. But for me, she's asking to be a portal. I've kind of used that as a description for me having a connection with the with people that I'm close to, whether they are here in life or have passed on. I feel like for some reason I have an ability to channel or communicate through my dreams, of course. And I've received certain messages and it'd be good money every single time. It's weird. I can't explain it. I'm not trying to be all hocus pocus and shit right now, but I'm just being real. And just last night I had a dream about a person who is a family member who I've known for quite some time, that went through a very traumatic experience. This person is alive and well, but this person went through a very traumatic experience and kind of lost himself in that experience, to the point where, you know, folks was worried. And to my knowledge, of course, this person has never come to me and said a word, and I don't expect that person to, but I'm such a openly emotional person that I can feel when things are askew. And in my dream, this person came to me and completely expressed that pain that I feel is what he's actually feeling right now to this day. I know that he's doing the work because he's made some adjustments. Made some recent adjustments in his life to try to help him come out of where he was. Thank God. But again, to my knowledge, I don't know that he's verbally expressed himself to anyone that I'm aware of. And I probably would never be aware, and that's okay. The way that it was expressed to me in my dream, as far as how he truly feels. So that's how I feel like, you know, my quote unquote portal capabilities operate. But she's saying her role is to open the portal. Okay. Which really, you know, Lady Gaga, you are that vessel. You are that portal. You know, if that's where you know what you know your role is, you are already that capable transportation, I will say, to be able to receive and deliver. You are that. But she says, my role is to open the portal to the other. In the heavens. Now, the other, you know, I took that to mean the higher power, the ancestors, the universe, God, Allah, whatever that is for whomever it is. That's the other in the heavens and the universe and the other galaxies, and say, please tell me, whisper to me in whatever language, and I will decode it. And tell me how I can help heal the world. And I will do it, even if it hurts. So she is so passionate about knowing her purpose that she has now surrendered all her entire being into that direction. And I just think, you know, if that ain't spiritual work, y'all, or a spiritual journey, I mean, I don't know what is. So, you know, that resonated with me. And like I said, our focus on these next few episodes is about journey and what it means to every individual. Mine is spiritually focused. And so I wanted to share these few little tidbits of spirituality with you. And I hope that you got something out of it. I hope you can share it with one another. I hope you use this information to have that conversation with your loved ones, with your friends, with God. You know, we have to spiritually and soulfully open ourselves up so that we get some understanding. And then once we have some understanding, we will know what to ask for. And once we ask for what it is that we feel that we need, then we will be able to take certain steps to manifest and bring things full circle. I just truly believe that. And hopefully this reaches, you know, a lost soul or a person in despair. You are not alone. Your pain is real and it is for a reason. But you need to channel it. You need to use your lessons out of that pain to make you a better person so that you can be of service to the people around you. But definitely service yourself first. Work inside out. That's all I got for y'all tonight. Just wanted to share, you know, my thoughts as I always do. Like I said, you're on a smooth train ride and you know, the scenery around us, that's what makes us humanly connected. Thank God. So, that's all I got tonight. It's your girl Flo. Loving me, loving you. Check y'all later. Peace.